thank you. How about you?
Good, thanks. So, sort of fill me in a little bit on the issue, but so a few things. We obviously can't communicate with an individual. That's not you regarding, you know, potential casework. So I'm glad that she got the message to you to call our office. I don't know if you want to briefly fill me in on what's sort of going on to see if our office can maybe assist or...
Yeah, I have a really, really, really big problem, Joseph. So I'm a former police officer here in Southern California. After I was retired, I got into doing construction work. I went down to the, took the licensing test for to be a contractor, and they found that I had the experience requirements, and I passed the test to get a contractor's license, and I got that license in the name of my company and myself. So I started working for a wealthy family here in Newport Beach, and I was doing a multi-million-dollar remodel, and we had a disagreement and ended up in court. I'm giving you the Reader's Digest version, by the way. So at court, they said I was never licensed, and I was fined $930,000 by the court. After that, my license was suspended without any hearing, and I've not been able to work for the last 6 years. I have gone to every court in California and the United States to get the judgment reversed, and all of them have refused to take my case or to reverse the judgment. I made complaints with the California legislature. They refused to investigate it. So then I made complaints with 5 different California police departments, the California governor, California Attorney General, the California Highway Patrol, and Orange County Sheriff Coroner Department, and the FBI. And all of them have refused to investigate or intervene. Now I'm in bankruptcy, and I'm facing foreclosure on my home because I can't work in my trade and profession to pay my bills. And I have nowhere else to go.
Do you currently reside in?
I reside in Costa Mesa.
Okay. So, unfortunately, Congresswoman Steele no longer represents Costa Mesa. She, due to redistricting, she now represents more inland North County area. So, it's not something that we can inquire with. And then I will say, too, typically, congressional offices, if there's litigation involved, would not, you know, intervene in terms of a casework sort of aspect of the issue. Now, when you refer to the licensing, is that that's through the state, correct?
Yes, but Joseph, I hear you about the issue of her not with the redistricting. I get that, okay. But here's my issue: there's no court. What you're talking about is if there's a court to go to get help. There is no court.
I understand that, right? I understand your frustration. However, we cannot, from our office, inquire for somebody who's not a constituent within our congressional district.
Who is the person in this district now because of this reorganization?
Representative Katie Porter.
Are you serious? She is part of this fraud. Oh my God.
If you'd like, I can give you her office's number.
No, that's going to be just about worthless. Wow.
Have you reached out to your state representatives as well?
Yes, there's no relief anywhere in any branch of the judicial, legislative, or executive branches of California. And all of these places are all democratically controlled, and these people are fucking psychopath sociopaths. And there's nothing that they're doing. They just cover it up.
Like I said, sir, like, I apologize for the situation that you're, you know, going through, but we're bound the United States.
Okay, when did this redistricting occur?
Last election.
Okay, I believe I made a complaint to Michelle Steele and never before last election and never received a reply back. Would that still be in effect? That she could work off of that?
We can't inquire for individuals who live outside of our congressional district. So even if you had existing casework previously, that casework would be then transferred to, in your case, Representative Porter's office, because she now represents the city of Costa Mesa. Like I said, I can also look up to see if you have new state representatives who the state representatives also redistricted last election, so I can get you their contact information. I don't know who you had previously spoken to, but because also it's a state licensing issue, since we're at the federal level, the state legislators are going to have the purview over those agencies to inquire in that regard.
Yeah, it's really not even a state licensing issue. It's an issue of violation of both the state and federal constitution. It's a constitutional issue. Yes, you're right. The issue is, was I licensed or was I not? But beyond that, the court has no authority to fine $1 million. So that's the constitutional violation federally. I hear you, what you're saying, and that you can't help me. Could you check and see who the representatives are for California at this point?
For at the state level, or?
Yes.
Yes. What's your current address?
818 Spirit, Costa Mesa.
You said Spirit?
Yeah, like Holy Spirit.
Okay. All right, let me push out your folder real quick, okay?
Thanks. Yeah.
All right, so I have the contact information for your state representatives.
Thank you, brother.
So, for state senator, it's going to be Senator Dave Minn.
Okay. Dave Minn, M-I-N-H?
Just M-I-N.
Okay.
And his district office number is 949.
Uh-huh.
5472.
All right.
And then your state assembly representative is Cotty Petrie Norris.
Yeah, she's a worthless hoe. She's part of the problem. Thank you, though. I have her number. Her office has done nothing. Yeah.
Once again, I apologize, sir, but we are bound by U.S. health ethics to where we can't, you know, inquire for those who don't live in the 45th
okay.
district. And like I said, it is, you know, it sounds like a state issue at this point. So,
yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you for your help, Joseph. I sure appreciate it.
All right.
Okay. You too, brother. Bye.
Senator Dave Nen. Our regular business hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. If you know the extension number the person you wish to speak to, you may dial it at any time or press 800 for the personal directory. To leave a general message, press 0. Please leave a detailed message, including your name, area code, and telephone number. Your call will be returned as soon as possible.
If you'd like to leave a message, I'll record it now.
Hi, my name is Adam Berkey. I live at 818 Spirit in Costa Mesa, and I need to make a complaint to Senator Min. My phone number is 949-241-6693. It's involving legislative, judicial, and executive abuse. Thank you. Katie Porter's office is 949-668-6600.
Thank you for calling the office.
Hello?
How can I help you?
I'm sorry, I sneezed when you answered the phone. My name is Adam, and I need to make a complaint to Ms. Porter about some very serious government official abuse going on here in California and the United States.
I see. Give me one moment. Do you mind if I put you on hold real quick?
No problem. Hello?
Hi, okay, so I just wanted to confirm, are you trying to make a case for a whistleblower?
Am I a case for a whistleblower? No, I don't. Well, it depends what a whistleblower is under the law, and I don't know what that definition is. Do you have a statute that defines it?
So I don't have one in front of me, but are you... Okay, so I will say that there are broad protections for communicating with Congress, and you may be covered by them, but when it comes to cases like this, if you are trying to make a whistleblower case, then there will be some steps in which we would need to take, I would say.
Yeah, I would do that, because this is like very, very, very serious corruption going on. Sure, it's Adam, A-D-A-M,
mm-hmm.
Last name Berkey, it's spelled B like boy, E-R-E-K-I.
Okay, and then if I can get your phone number.
949-241-6693.
Okay, and then if I can get an email.
My first initial and last name, so A-B-E-R. eki@gmail.com.
Okay, and what is your employment status and your employer?
I am retired.
Mm-hmm. And what is the issue that you'd like to disclose?
Okay, I will share it with you real quick. What is your name first?
My name's Michelle.
Michelle, what's your last name?
Nguyen.
Nguyen, okay, thank you for sharing that. Okay, so I'm going to give you the Reader's Digest version, and then you can ask me any questions that you want, when we can go from there. Basically, I applied for and obtained a contractor's license here in California, and I was doing construction work as a contractor. And I had a dispute with one of my clients, and they claimed that I was not licensed. And as a result of that, the court fined me almost $1 million. So I then went to the Court of Appeals and to the Supreme Court of California, and they refused to apply any of the excessive fines clause protections or to reverse the judgment. So then I went to the California Supreme Court, and the court refused to take my case. So then I went to the United States District Court, and they claimed they didn't have authority to help me. So then I went to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeal, and they threw my case out as frivolous. So I've made complaints to more than 5 Southern California police departments to investigate and intervene in my complaint for judicial corruption, and they have refused to fully, fairly, and impartially investigate my complaint or to intervene. And most of them essentially claim that they don't investigate judges for this type of behavior. I've made a complaint to both my California senator and assemblywoman, and they have refused to fully, fairly, impartially investigate. The same thing with the California governor and the California attorney general. I have also complained to the FBI, the California Highway Patrol, and the Orange County Sheriff Coroner Department, and no one has helped me. So now, as a result of the judgment, my license was suspended without any hearing or means of appeal, and I've not been able to work for the last 5 years or more, since 2017. Now, because I can't pay my bills, because my license has been suspended and I've had to work on defending myself in court, my home is being foreclosed upon. So I've been forced into bankruptcy. And when I told the bankruptcy judge about what's going on, he's now granted the mortgage company authority to foreclose on my house. There needs to be some means of redress in some branch of government, state or federal. And I've been to both.
And where do you currently live, sir?
I live at 818 Spirit in Costa Mesa.
More like a legal matter. Have you consulted consulted any attorneys regarding your case?
Michelle, please. Come on. It is a legal matter.
Out of my basement, sir.
Yes.
I see. So, give me one moment. Do you mind if I put your call?
Nope. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to pass your story along to our lead caseworker, and that way they can take a look at it and see if there's anything that our office is able to do to help you. Is that okay?
Yeah, there better be something because there's nowhere else to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. No, I completely understand your frustration, sir. I've already made a note of your story, and I'm going to pass it along.
Could you please tell me what your notes about my story say?
Yes, so I made a note of pretty much everything that you told me about the contractor license, about how you were fined, about how you went to a bunch of different courts, and how you've gone to other representatives as well, and everything else that's occurred afterwards.
Okay. Do you have that written down that you could email it to me? Okay. Could you read it to me? Just so I can make sure that it's accurate?
Yeah, I can certainly do that.
Okay.
So I said, applied for and obtained a contractor's license in California, was doing construction work as a contractor, had a dispute with a client who claimed that he wasn't licensed, court fined him $1 million, went to the Court of Appeals, and went to the California Supreme Court as well, who refused to take up case. Other courts throughout or refused to take up the case. Tried to make complaints with all the representatives who also did not respond. Complained everywhere else and yet was unable to receive assistance with his case. Due to the judgment, license was suspended without any hearings or means of appeal. Home is now being foreclosed and has been unable to work for the past 5 years as a result of it. Is that sound about accurate?
Wow, I am so impressed that you were able to get all of that the first time going through it. That is incredibly impressive. The only thing that I would change on it is that I wasn't exactly fined $1 million. I was fined about $1 million. The exact figure is around $930,000. And when you say when he went to everywhere else, I think it would be a whole lot better to say, like five police departments, the California governor and attorney general, California Highway Patrol, FBI. Yeah, those are a few. Oh, they absolutely will. Reach out to me.
Yes.
Okay, and what is their name?
Her name is Katrina.
Katrina. Okay, great. Michelle, I thank you so much for your help.
Of
I appreciate it.
Of course, sir.
Okay, have a good day.
Nelson, sir.
Okay.